response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
UCLA students are not happy about a speaker invited on campus.
We think it's ridiculous that the university's sponsoring, allowing a top official of the Trump administration that has been targeting Latino and immigrant communities all over the country.
And make sure you're diligent in the water these upcoming months.
So right now, we're suspecting it's going to be a sharky summer.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with me. These are some stories making headlines today, April 21st, 2026. Street repairs for sidewalks are approved for the LA 28 Games. A feathered celebrity helping out the environment. Shark sightings in SoCal. A meteor shower to look out for. Tragedy in the Middle East. The Dodgers on their way to a three-peat and their stadium on this day in history. But first, a protest today at UCLA Law School over a guest speaker. Department of Homeland Security General Counsel James Percival. Emily Valdez has more.
Jose is a UCLA student, one of a handful of people standing in front of the law school today holding a sign. Tell us what your sign says.
No, I say UCLA. We think it's ridiculous that the university's sponsoring, allowing a top official of the Trump administration that has been targeting Latino and immigrant communities all over the country, defiling and attacking basic civil rights and human liberties.
They're upset that U.S. Homeland Security General Counsel James Percival will be speaking to law students. Roy Molina is a second-year law student here. He says it is not a debate, but a speech, and the questions are pre-selected.
I'm disappointed because a lot of us are Latino, Latinas. There's a lot here at UCLA and at the law school, like myself. We have international students, LLM students, and for a person that doesn't believe in judicial warrants and the Fourth Amendment, it's very disappointing.
Molina says Percival was invited to speak by a conservative student group.
We reached out to the UCLA School of Law for comment. The LA City Council has authorized $9.5 million to support sidewalk repairs near 2028 Olympic and Paralympic game venues, fan zones, and key routes. Almost $5.3 million will go towards repairs, construction, management, and engineering support, with almost $4 million earmarked for sidewalk repair. Another $650,000 will be used to cover staff costs, salaries, and overtime for related work. Some great news for the animal kingdom, and more specifically for California condors. Topa Topa, the condor living at the Los Angeles Zoo and the only one to have lived in a zoo setting, is being honored this Earth Month. The 60-year-old vulture is now a conservation icon. Topa is a founding member of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's California Condor Recovery Program. This very special bird has helped populate around 300 other birds in his lifetime, 94 of them wild and free, and another 100 in various programs or to be bred for more condors. The zoo's CEO, Denise Verrett, said this in a statement. Quote, he represents so much more than a species. He is a symbol of the California condor's experience from decline to triumph. Southern California beaches could be in for what's being called a sharky summer. The warmer ocean water is leading to more young white sharks along the coastline, earlier than usual. Long Beach State Shark Lab Director Chris Lowe says conditions this year are similar to those in 2015 when an El Nino brought an unusually high number of young white sharks here. He tells CBS San Diego people shouldn't be scared when they go to the beach.
You're probably safer going to a beach with juvenile white sharks than you would if there weren't any there. And the reason is they're feeding down the stingrays. Stingrays injure over 10,000 people in Southern California per year.
Researchers say pupping season began as early as February, which is months ahead of its usual schedule. The warm waters of Baja California are pushing juvenile sharks north. Night sky fans should be sure to look out for a meteor shower tonight. We talked to the director of the Griffith Observatory, Dr. Ed Krupp.
It's named after the constellation Lyra the Harp, a constellation that is in fact up in the night sky at this time of year. And if you watch that area of the sky over a period of a few hours, you will see a number of these meteors, or shooting stars as they're sometimes called.
In order to see it clearly, make sure you're in a darker area like the mountains or the desert. Dr. Krupp says you could see about 20 shooting stars in an hour. And he talks about how people saw the meteors long, long ago.
You might have people seeing them as one kind of an omen or another, that they might mean something. In fact, a bright meteor would have been called by some of the California tribes, and I quote here, a piece of bad news. So that's just how they regarded it.
Meteors may include fireballs, and I'm not talking about the beverage. If you have been following the news in the Middle East at all this week, you may have seen Israeli settlers blocking the path to school for Palestinian children. Well, the situation has escalated, and today Israeli soldiers fired at Palestinians and two people died. One of them was a 14-year-old boy. The shooting was in the village of Al-Mughyar, where Israeli settlement expansion has been on the rise. The principal of the school gave this statement, quote, "What is currently happening to the school children of al-Kahir is that they have been prevented from attending school for the second day in a row due to the fact that the settlers have closed the main pathway that the children used to get to Saraya Secondary School and girls of al-Kahir Secondary School." Israeli military personnel said in a statement that soldiers had been dispatched in the area following reports of rocks being thrown at an Israeli vehicle. They claim they were aiming to disperse a, quote, "violent situation." Their efforts resulted in the loss of two lives. Our Dodger boys in blue are eager to get that three-peat, and they showed that last night. The team is off to their best start since 1977 as they beat the Rockies last night handily 16-6. Where it might get sticky is when they lose all-star Edwin Diaz for a few months as he undergoes surgery on his elbow. We talked with Newsweek baseball writer J.P. Hornstra about who might replace him.
Blake Treinen has experience closing. Tanner Scott was only signed a year ago to be the closer. And between those two veterans, I think you'll see them either trade off in safe situations, depending on which part of the opposing team's lineup is coming up, or you could see Dave Roberts, you know, even mix in some other guys into the role, but he's got about 3 months to figure out the right combination.
The Dodgers signed Diaz to a 3-year deal worth $69 million in December. And did you know, on this day in 1967, the Los Angeles Dodgers game was fully rained out for the first time in its history after 737 straight games. Rainouts are very rare for Dodgers, as our desert climate keeps most of the heavy rain out of our area. In total, there have been 17 rainouts at the stadium. So now we know a little bit more about what happened in and around LA this Tuesday. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.